All right, we are good to go.
Okay. So the next thing we need to do is approve the minutes from the September 12th meeting.
Just had a few little things and
I did not get down into the draft minutes that were in the packet, but I do have your list. So we'll clean up, yeah.
okay.
I have no additional observations. I would move that we accept the minutes.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, everybody is here for either to hang out and watch or because we have stuff on the agenda. So,
Okay. So the airport construction projects.
projects, runway 1230. We're having some trouble with some of our lighting equipment. We're getting more replacement parts in for our two fire drills. Carl, you got a better idea what's going on with all of that. You want to do?
Everything was I was supposed to be done. I called and they said we put in last week. They put in boards for the reels on 2-5, and they were working and they put them in. And then they had the ones for 3-0 came in. They put those in. They've changed the lights out, and so I was going to check make sure everything was working. And I called today and they said, well, they were out because those 2-5 reels went out again. They were messing around with them and they were kind of like going on and off. So they got on the phone with the manufacturer. And they determined, oh, it sounds like another bad board. Supposedly they're overnighting another board. And so if it gets overnighted, they swap it out. Hopefully that'll do it. I mean, they're as soon as that's in, we're waiting to schedule the FAA flight check, but the worst thing we can do is schedule the flight check and something's not working.
Right.
Then they show up, it's not working, they have to come back and they charge you for both of them. So we always check, make sure everything's working. When everything's working, then we'll schedule it. And then a couple of days before they show up, I like to check again.
Yeah.
So that, there's, if something goes out 30 minutes before they show up, there's not a lot you can do. But we've told the Chris has been working with FAA and they say, are you ready for the flight check? He goes, I'll let you know. He calls me and says, is everything working? I says, I'll let you know today, not even today. And then I talked to the official, oh, another board went out. Oh, yeah. I'm going to check for like a few of the grading issues I put on some of those. And also, you see a little backhoe out there. We are putting one of those two metal signs where they run right on the sections. We're putting lighted signs.
Right.
So you will see them out there. They're going to try to work back away so as to minimize any impacts on operations. And I know we're working on it. But they're going to get all the concrete work done and the wiring done. And then, as soon as the signs are supposedly just a couple weeks out, and as soon as they show up for Mount, we do not need the signs to do the FAA flight check. That's extra. So.
Good. Solar power projects, I think for the most part, things are proceeding at pace. They seem to be on the schedule for having their stuff wrapped up maybe by the end of next week. We'll be ready to turn it over to Mid-Am to do their checks and verifications so that we can turn the system on. Travis, did you have anything you wanted to throw into it?
No, that sums it up.
I have a question.
Yep.
I didn't know we could advertise for companies. Like the signs that say the solar stuff around.
It's
Is that legal for us to be advertising?
it's a gray area.
Okay.
Now we talked to NDS and the permit office, and because we're a public zoned entity, we're
A different thing.
yeah, it's a
And the
slightly
city
different.
doesn't mind us doing that.
Not on a
Unofficially.
limited, unofficial, but it's a limited thing.
Okay.
It's not
I
good.
just got a surprise to see it.
No, I yeah, it's
Okay.
it's always been a
Question.
weird thing for the airport and signage and construction activity. So
It's probably not a bad thing in this case from the standpoint of the solar project is something the airport wants to promote that they're doing.
yeah, no,
Yeah.
it's not a bad thing,
No,
but
it's
it's,
good.
yeah,
Actually,
the way the
the city
zoning and
does
the
have an advertising policy.
yeah
I mean,
I
they're
just
not wrong
want to make
about
sure
that. I
that
guess I didn't notice. Sorry. Okay.
Yeah, but it's kind of the same gray area when the Optimus Club hangs the breakfast banners. It's
okay.
Any other place that wouldn't get done?
Do we know how long Mid America will take to us?
They have like 2 weeks, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah, they're good. It took like 6 weeks when they stopped solar. I was waiting for them to start accepting electricity from me. So
there's a few steps to jump through, but once I kind of do the final step, it's about a 2 week process.
Okay, it's not good.
We are also looking at approximately November 14th for a ribbon cutting ceremony. We kind of wanted to get through the mid-am process to where the system was on and operational. Shannon McMahon with the City Communications and Sarah Gardner, the Climate Action Coordinator with the city, are helping me plan that. They're actually taking control of planning that for me. But we're going to do some type of celebration when we get to that point, so the 14th. And it's an airport commission meeting day already, but put that in your calendars, and we're going to invite pretty much everybody that's been involved, the legislators and council, and everybody you would expect for something like that.
The newspapers.
Yeah.
Very good.
So, yeah. Terminal building, we're still waiting for the FAA to announce any type of awards. But they're just talking with Travis and Carl and folks that are in the industry. We're not sure what the holdup is. Like, they moved everything up. They moved the application process up. We thought, you know, there was anticipation within the industry that they did it because election season. They wanted to do the announcements at the beginning of the federal fiscal year in October. Well, we're in the middle of October now, and still it's been quiet. So, kind of hamstringing us for everything else that we got planned too. So,
the problem with airports in Florida from the storms, would they be giving higher priority right now?
It wouldn't impact this side of things, or at least it shouldn't.
Okay, I'm just curious. Anyway,
The 5-year engineering consultant RFQ, that publication is out. We've announced it. Several folks have gotten their copies of the RFQ. So, you know, we're expecting some pretty good responses. You know, as we talked about last month, if we get more than 3 or 4, we'll probably do a preliminary review and a first round of weed out, and then forward. You know, 3 or 4 finalists up to the commission for their use, and let you guys run from there.
Okay.
FAA AIP 3 application, that one's just in there. It's kind of the call letter went out, so just a little bit of an awareness of the schedule. I've actually forgotten the dates already, but typically November, first Thanksgiving, we have to have a draft into the FAA and state, and they kind of review it and give comments back, and then in December, we submit the final formal version. IODT grants. we still don't have any open grants. Again, application process is going to be next April-ish. I think right now it's one of those things. It depends on how the pendulum swings for the terminal building. What we start targeting for funding, whether that's HVAC or other stuff, because we have terminal money so we do have certainly a nice list of things you have to do with any airport operations. The big thing tonight is our budget prep and our budget submittal for fiscal year 26. I did have in the packet a budget that Ryan and Chris and I had worked on and agreed to, and then in around a week or so, because we're also approaching the deadline to get other departments have gotten some numbers updated, and I've also been able to confirm numbers with our risk management, so our insurance numbers are accurate. We don't have the surprise that we did last year. So right now, the budget we're presenting or that I'm presenting is, I mean, it's still a status quo budget. It doesn't really change anything from what we've been operating. But with the rental increases and with the food storage increases, we are projecting a approximately $28,500 surplus. So I got us to the point where we have a two in front of that number, which makes me a little bit happier. So it doesn't mean we have, like, I mean, that's, again, picking us up from where we've been in the last couple of years. I mean, I talked about a couple of months ago how we were, you know, $30,000-$40,000 over the budget because of stuff that was breaking. It does capture more of that. It's still, if we get that level of stuff, which we shouldn't, gate operators and other things that should be one-time fees every 20 years. But if we do have a bad year, it's still going to hurt us. But we do have more maintenance money covered in there, and then with the surplus, we can start building up that cash balance again.
Yeah,
okay, so with that, if everybody's okay with the submittal, what I would ask for is a motion to submit based on what was presented, and I will do that, and I have to do that by basically the end of the day on Friday, because they do lock the system Monday morning.
Can I make a motion for the FY26 budget?
Second.
Yes.
Okay. A roll call.
All in favor.
All in favor.
Aye. T hanger lease language. I'm researching a couple of things that just to make sure we're not violating any other FAA grant obligations or based on the conversation we had last month. But I think we probably will have something for you at the next meeting just to review and make sure we're comfortable with. And then we'll send that out to the tenants and invite comments and before we do a formal approval. I'm also trying to time it so we don't have all of that coming at us in December with where we're trying to do the reviews. And
sounds good.
Okay. Events have wrapped up for the year. We do have a couple of just small internal stuff. Today we hosted the Greater Iowa City Business Lunch, which is the Economic Development Organization of Iowa City and Corville, and used to be Think Iowa City, or no, it used to be ICAD, and something else. I can't, my brain's mush. But a couple of organizations merged. They created the Greater Iowa City Business Leadership Group, and had, I don't know, about 25 people or so come out for lunch. Took a quick tour of the airport, got over to OPL, showed them what OPL does. All in all, went pretty well. This first week of November, we're hosting the Community Leadership Program class, which that'll be the Economic Development Day, which they come onto the airport and learn how the airport is valuable to economic development and the things we do to help encourage that stuff. So that's going to happen. And that's outside of that, next year we'll start the cycle over with Young Eagles and pancake breakfast and hopefully driving movies with Summer of the Arts. And yeah.
With these business groups and stuff visiting the airport, is there any way we can potentially tap into those organizations as we need their support for, you know, new terminal?
Mike did a really good job of talking about kind of the initiatives and talking about terminal. I mean, I don't get the impression that they're the kind of group that would necessarily be one to donate funds or something like that into it, but I think definitely support.
And I think we, as a
support letter,
we need to think about what we can do to boost their flight income. And is there some kind of appropriate commercial activity that we could make use of? You know what I'm going to say.
Yeah,
it's something for us to continue to keep it, but
yeah.
And that takes us to FBO flight training, Jet Air, Matt.
Yep. I don't have anything super urgent or important to plan. We got our reserve turn board for a while, but it's back, so we were able to get the Boeing kind of caught up again. Probably for the last time of the year. I don't know. We'll see. One of our employees, Dean, just got his CDL today, which is good. That'll help for having an addition because we're going to get our plow trucks to get gas. I don't have it to plow snow, but in order to go on the road and get gas, I have to have a CDL. So, yeah, so he got that. So that's another person that can help us for the winter. But other than that, nothing on the maintenance side of things. As far as an update, you know, we participated when Mike did this tour thing. That was a really good thing. Next week is the NBAA, the National Business Aviation Association, and Iowa City does have, so Jet Air has a booth there through our fuel supplier. So Titan is the branded fuel supplier for Jet Air, gives us a booth every year. So we're part, we're within their booth, but most of that advertising, we have giveaways and stuff like that. It advertises all of Jet Air's locations. So Iowa City is one of those. So that'll be one event. And we all, and that's surprising. You know, you get people who walk up from flight departments and everything to visit the area. So that's good. But on that, I don't have anything else really on Jet Air's side, unless there's any questions. All right. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
All right.
Commissioner members reports.
Is
They've acknowledged they got the letter, and that's all the last I heard.
Okay. Just wound in out of rest.
I need a we need a success story.
Yeah.
Okay, staff report.
I don't have anything. I have had a couple of extra meetings with the Iowa Public Airports Association. We're putting together our legislative priorities for airports across the state. So there's been a couple of extra just Zoom phone call meetings for that. But otherwise, I think I have anything until Christmas vacation, presumably.
Next meeting, November 14th, regular 6 p.m. I should be able to.
I plan to be here.
Yep.
Hopefully, you'll be here.
Okay. Make a motion, we adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.